All right, back out to the peninsula with more snow.
Yeah, we're kind of featuring the peninsula here the last 15, 20 minutes on the show because they've had the most of it, 2 to 3 feet of snow out there. We're going to talk to Farmer Brian in just a second who's out there and see how the animals are dealing with it. Yeah, Matt in Port Angeles. Matt has, like, no water, I guess. When did you lose your water?
Yeah, it was my buddy Brad.
Yeah?
Well, what happened on Friday, I've got a spigot that's outside, and somewhere it broke open, and I have no water pressure in the house. So my neighbor came down. I was gone working. My wife was in Seattle, so my neighbor came down. He's like 76, came down, was able to shut the water off. So somewhere right under the house in the front there, I've got a busted pipe, and I haven't turned it on again, of course, because it's been buried. So,
yeah.
And then I've been just trying to dig us out because my wife had to take a trip to Seattle this week and kind of got her dug out. And
no hot water when it's cold like that?
No, I know.
No, man. I mean, I've got wood heat and stuff. Luckily, knock on wood, I've got power, so I haven't been one of the ones that lose power. But it's just been, you know, I've got horses, and I went out this morning to check the water, and it's just all froze up, yeah. And there's barely anything in there. And even my outside spigots I have are all froze up. So I'm kind of like, well, what the heck do I do now, you know? So I'm kind of in a bind, but...
Yeah, where were you going to put this? The next 9 inches that are supposed to be coming, you know, in the next 24 hours or so?
What's that?
Where are you going to put the next 24, the next 9 inches of snow?
I don't know, man. I don't know where it's going to go. I mean, I've been plowing and piling up snow, and we're supposed to get somebody up here to plow the driveway. I've got a shared driveway. I've got neighbors that are above us, so, you know, it's kind of crucial that I have my driveway clear.
As fast as you can shovel it, it's going to fill back in.
It's
going
to be coming back. Good luck, Matt. Yeah. Thank you. Brian's a farmer. So Brian's got what? He's got pigs and horses and lambs?
Cows.
Okay.
The cows are the toughest ones to deal with in the snow?
Yeah, we're calving right now, too. So the with about 23 inches of snow, we've had to plow the field to be able to put hay down for them so that they can actually find the hay. Otherwise, the hay just disappears in the snow.
Disappears in the snowbank.
Yeah. What do they do? I mean, they just kind of stand there, and they
that gives a new meaning to frosted flakes, like flakes of hay, you know, like a flake of their food or something, and it's completely frosted over.
So the cows, the cows are outside.
We actually put extra hay down for them, so they actually have a little bit of a bedding area to lay down in. But the calves are, you know, the new calves that have been born here in the last couple of months, they're belly deep in the snow trying to wade around in it. That's why we had to plow the field a little bit.
Their little udders are cold.
So they're outside, Brian, the whole time?
Yeah, they're outside the whole time. It's a constant battle to try to keep them halfway warm.
The snow at our house is only, you know, 8-9 inches deep or something, but the goats have such little short legs that it comes right up to their belly. It's like they almost have to walk on their tiptoes to keep out of it.
Well, right. If you have 20.
That's what the pigs are doing. They're just plowing their way through the field.
You have 23 inches of snow. You put another 9 on top of that. You're talking 32 inches, almost 3 feet of snow. They're going to have how do they
keep
they have
your
no
stuff out of there?
How do they get, yeah, right?
Keep your bits out.
Yeah, they can't keep that out.
We'll just have to keep plowing, get the tractor out and keep plowing and, you know, just got to do what we got to do to keep the animals going.
Yeah, this is where you have a good talking to your dogs, and you tell them how lucky. Hey, listen, you're lucky you're a dog, you're not a cow. These cows, they got to be out all the time. Okay, you're around here with a fire.
Their wet paws coming
That's
in.
Right. Yeah. All right, Brian. Well, good luck. Good luck to your cows. Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah.
But the lambs are happy, though. They got that coat.
Oh, they're okay. And the goats are fine. They got the big, thick coat and everything. The best is the dogs, though, is throwing the ball for the dogs, and it just disappears into the snow. And you only have to throw it once, and then they're busy for 15 minutes trying to find it. And Taryn's dad's dog, Colty, is one of these griffins that's got like a kind of one of those wiry kind of faces with a bunch of hair on his face. And he will do this deal where if the ball disappears in the snow, he will just put his nose all the way down in the snow and just snowplow along until he finds it, and he'll pull his face up out of the snow, just a big snow beard on him. He doesn't care. He's loving it.
These especially dogs who have never experienced this before, they're going to be like, what is this? What is going on here? And then when it's all gone in a week or so, did I dream that whole thing that happened?
Just a big nap in front of the fire.
Yeah, what was that exactly?